It was a storm for the ages, and last week the turbulence of Hurricane Joaquin was too much for the 40-year-old ship El Faro off the coast of Florida last Thursday. Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor told reporters on Monday that the crew had few options.
What we have to assume as search planners is if the vessel did sink on Thursday and that crew was able to abandon ship, they would have been abandoning ship into a Category 4 hurricane.
A body has been found, one of the 33 members of the crew, making the casualties from this loss the worst in decades. With more is Robert Wright, the U.S. industry correspondent for the Financial Times. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
Is this a container ship?
It's a very old container ship. It's a 40-year-old vessel. That's really ancient by shipping standards.
And it's a ship that would not have encountered a storm of this magnitude necessarily during that 40 years, but this one definitely did it in.
The vessel was built for trades to and from Alaska, which is obviously a harsh environment. So it may potentially have encountered storms before, but what I think this morning the National Transportation Safety Board is going down there to start looking at it. And I think they'll really be looking at three issues related to what led to this appalling tragedy. The first one will be a simple operational one. Why did this vessel go out last Tuesday into what was then a tropical storm, but still a very serious storm? The other issue they'll be looking at is the age of the vessel. This is the vessels operating between U.S. ports tend to be very old for various regulatory reasons. And they'll be asking simply, did this vessel lose power because it was 40 years old? It lost power in the face of a terrible storm. It must have been an appalling, frightening situation for everybody on board. The other thing that people in the maritime industry tell me that they'll probably be looking at is modifications that were done to the vessel in 2006. It was modified to carry more containers. Did that make the vessel less seaworthy? I think they'll be looking at that too.
Is there a lot of pressure under ships to move, even in the face of pretty bad weather?
Well, I'm not sure the exact circumstances of the company that operated this vessel. It's a small company. But the fact is that it's a very strange trade between U.S. ports. If you're going to operate between U.S. ports, you need a ship that's been built in a U.S. shipyard, which is a very expensive business. So it costs a lot to replace vessels. It's a relatively niche kind of business. So there aren't many vessels doing that. And I think that's definitely a factor here. In international trade, it's much cheaper to buy a cheap container ship from Korea and renew your vessels more often.
Is this a U.S. flagged ship or was this flagged somewhere else?
This was a U.S. flagship, which is to operate between U.S. ports, you need to have a vessel that was built in a U.S. shipyard that has a U.S. citizen crew. And this vessel was going from Jacksonville, Florida to Puerto Rico. So that's a U.S. flag vessel.
Well, the expectations of what these ships are going to encounter close to shore and operating from port to port on short runs falls apart when they encounter a serious storm.
Well, I think really the issue here is probably that this vessel lost power. And what people tell me is that in a storm, what one seeks to do with the vessel is to head it into the waves. You want your bow pointing into the waves. If you lose power, you're in a very, very difficult situation because the waves will turn you around. It'll have been very easy for this vessel to have been capsized. So that's really the situation that I think the investigators are going to be looking at. How come this vessel lost power? Was it properly inspected? The U.S. flag regulations, while we've said it's an old vessel, U.S. flag rules are very strict about inspections. This vessel has been inspected this year. How come? Did somebody miss something about what was wrong with the engine, something like that? That's one of the things they're going to be looking at for sure.
Anything known about the company?
The company is a relatively small operation based in Puerto Rico. They have only two container ships operating on the West Coast. They have some operating in the Pacific. So it's not a big operation. There's only a handful of companies do this U.S. flag container ship operation.
Well, a serious tragedy. Robert Wright, U.S. industry correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you.